The very highly coveted number one overall pick. It's what we're all hoping for when we're entered into that random drawing. This mock draft is from the number one position. So I have the number one overall pick. Incredibly easy decision. You don't even have to think about this one. The guy's ADP is 1.1, so no one is even thinking about this. So if you have the number one overall pick, you go with Nikola Jokic. It's as simple as that. No one else can bring what he's going to bring. Period, point blank. Jokic is my favorite player in fantasy, and last year we saw that fantasy masterness that he had. Translate to real life. The reigning finals MVP. I expect a very strong season from him. In my opinion, he's one of the best fantasy contributors of all time. A center that can get you 10 assists. Amazing efficiency from the field goal line, from the free throw line.
Keep saying field goal line. What's wrong with me?
Anyways, the guy is durable. Even when he's injured, he's playing through injuries. He is an absolute machine. So with the number one overall pick, there is no other option for you. So some interesting developments. Tatum went second. Curry went third. Doncic fourth. You have Shea at fifth. Giannis at six, which I think is really high. Halliburton at seven. Great value. Joel Embiid at eight. That's pretty low for Embiid at eight. I like Embiid a lot. Kyrie Irving just went number nine. So I don't pick again for a few more turns. I pick again around pick 25. So I will check in with you in a little bit. So I just sorted by at draft position. It helps me know where most people are targeting these players so that when I'm in the actual draft, I have a general idea of where I have to target players. Doing this sort of prep work before your draft is what's going to give you an edge over your competition. And if this channel is giving you an edge over your competition, do me a favor, smash that like button for me and subscribe if you haven't yet. So Karl Anthony Towns just got drafted 20th. James Harden, I like the idea of picking James Harden at 24, and then I'm going to have another pick right there at 25. So I like the idea, given the options I have. I really like the idea of targeting Fred VanVleet and James Harden to pair along with Nikola Jokic. The only issue with that is James Harden and Fred VanVleet are going to hit my field goal percentage. Lauri Markkanen is another decent option, but if you want some potent point guards, and with Nikola Jokic, I do value assists. It's not a category I'm going to punt. So to be able to grab James Harden and then pair him with Fred VanVleet, I think that's going to make this team incredibly strong. So I don't pick for another 19 picks so far. Let's see where we're at in the standings. All right, so our field goal percentage is at 49%, and that's with me adding two guys that hurt my field goal percentage. Free throw percentage at 85%. Threes looking real nice. The points are there. The rebounds are there. The assists, steals. The blocks are probably going to be something I end up punting. We'll see who's available. I might grab a few guys just so I'm competitive and more around the middle of the pack. But with Jokic not really being a shot blocker and me grabbing 2 point guards, a lot of the well-rounded shot blockers may not be available to me, but we will see. But so far with this number one overall pick, I'm really liking this combination of being able to pair Jokic, Harden, and VanVleet. What do you think? Leave a comment. So right now, I have OG Anunoby queued up, and I also have DeMar DeRozan queued up. I like DeMar DeRozan because he's going to help my scoring, he's going to help my assists, and he's going to give me a big boost to my field goal percentage, which will offset some of the damage I'm getting from Fred VanVleet and James Harden. He's also going to add a really high free throw percentage. He's going to get me a tank of a score. He gets me assists. He's not going to get me a lot of steals or blocks, which is why I'm then targeting OG Anunoby, who is also not going to hurt my field goal percentage too much, is helping my free throw percentage. He's also going to get me threes. He's going to get me steals and a sprinkle of blocks. So I like that combination of those two players. It looks like DeMar DeRozan just got taken, so I'm going to have to go a different direction. But that's the game, right? All right, so I'm going a different direction. Quick pivot. I'm going to go with Nikola Vucevic. He pairs really well with Nikola Jokic. Is going to give me another strong center. And now with this next pick I have, OG Anunoby, makes a lot of sense for me as well. So we're going to go ahead, pick him up. I should probably target somebody with more assists. So maybe someone like Scotty Barnes would make sense. But I don't like the hits of my free throw percentage. And he doesn't get me as many threes as OG. And I like that OG Anunoby seems to grow every season. So far, my team is James Harden, OG Anunoby, Fred VanVleet, Nikola Jokic, Nikola Vucevic. I love the combination of Jokic and Vucevic, especially because they're both going to help my field goal percentage. They're both going to get me threes from big men. They're not going to get me blocks, but I already kind of accepted that within myself that blocks is something I won't be great in. Nikola Jokic, he's turnover prone in the sense that he gets a lot, but relative to his assist, he has a great assist to turnover ratio, and I have guys that aren't turning over the ball a whole lot outside of James Harden and Jokic. So I like how this team is coming together. We'll do a deeper dive at the end of the video into how this team is looking. But so far, I like this game plan. So I pick again at 72 and 73. So that's coming right up. I'm going to add some players to the queue so that I'm ready. You don't want to be caught off guard. So of my queued up options, I have Jalen Williams, Devin Vassell, Brooke Lopez, Terry Rozier, and Jeremy Grant. Of those options, I would probably go with Jalen Williams. But if he's not available to me there, I like all of these other guys because they fit my mold. Two of those guys just got sniped, so I will have to go in a different direction. I have Brooke Lopez, Terry Rozier, and Jeremy Grant left. And this is what you need to do. You want to have multiple options that fit your build before you go. That way, if they take your guy right before it's your turn, you still have decent options that fit with your build and your mold. And the more you do this, the more comfortable you will be pivoting. So it's my turn to draft. I still have Brooke Lopez, Jeremy Grant, and Terry Rozier. So Terry Rozier is going to hurt my field goal percentage, which doesn't make him as appealing to me. But it'll give me another strong point guard. Brooke Lopez, he'll help my blocking, and he's going to help my percentages. He is getting up there in age, so there's some risk. But I think I'm going to take that risk. Gives me another strong center that fits my mold. And I think with this pick, of all the options I see available in this range, Terry Rozier, to me, has the most upside. So because I've been pretty efficient so far, I can take on Terry Rozier, and I don't think he's going to hurt me too much. That's the flexibility you have when you got Nikola Jokic scoring 25 points per game on over 60% shooting. So we'll check in for our next picks, which will be at 96 and 97. All right, so there's about 9 picks until my turn, and at this point, I'm targeting Tobias Harris and Jonas Valanciunas. Jonas Valanciunas is going to give me another big man with really high free throw percentage. Yeah, he's not going to help my blocks, but again, I've kind of accepted that Brook Lopez will help me be somewhat competitive. I'll still be about middle of the pack, but I like Jonas Valanciunas as another guy that can score, do so efficiently, help my free throw percentage, get me some rebounds. I don't have as many assist guys as I would want. I mean, yes, I have Fred VanVleet, Harden, and Jokic, which is going to make me competitive, but I probably want to address it so that I end up being towards the top half of the league, because with Jokic, that's my goal. 5 picks until my turn. We'll see if my guys are still there. Some other guys you can see in my queue are Keegan Murray, John Collins. I have Nurkic, Gary Trent Jr., Zach Collins, Jordan Clarkson, Bojan Bogdanovic, Herbert Jones, and Kevin Werder. So it's 2 picks until my turn. Jonas Valanciunas is still on the board. Tobias Harris just went, so I'll have to go a different direction. So now that Tobias Harris is no longer available, I'll probably try to target Keegan Murray with one of my, not these next 2 picks, but the 2 picks after that. I think right now, I'm going to go with Jonas Valanciunas. And the next guy I want to pick up, he's going to hurt my field goal percentage, but he's going to get me threes, he's going to get me steals, and he gives me a handcuff for OG Anunoby. Even though I'm drafting him a bit before his at draft position, I like his ability to help my team, so I'm going to go ahead and take a shot at Gary Trent Jr. I pick again at pick 120 and 121. So I pick in 2 turns, and Josh Hart is someone that I have on my radar. Josh Hart is someone who's going to help my field goal percentage. He's going to get me rebounds. He doesn't turn over the ball a lot. He gets me a decent amount of steals, and I focus so much on free throw percentage so far that his lower free throw percentage isn't going to hurt me all that much. So I like him here. Norman Powell is another decent option. Herbert Jones is somebody I had in mind for his ability to get steals, but I don't know how secure his role is going to be. So Josh Hart right now, I think, makes some sense for me. And I'm going to make this pick right here. I wasn't strongly considering it, but looking back on last year and what he's able to help me with, he's getting me over 60% field goal and the free throw percentage at 78%. And he's going to get me some blocks too, so I can be more competitive in blocks. I like the upside the pick presents, especially if they end up trading Capella. And this also gives me a strong big man to add to my rotation. So now I have two more pickups. I needed another couple forwards. And then we have this draft wrapped up. Are you liking this team so far? Let me know in the comments. All right, so I'm on my last two picks. And with these, I'm going to go with Harrison Barnes. Not only do the Kings have a great playoff schedule, he's helping my percentages and he's contributing a little bit across the board for me. I like him, especially this late. So let's go ahead and pick him up. If I needed more centers, I like Derek Lively as an option. But I have enough centers, so I won't be going that direction. For the sake of this draft and with the last pick, this will probably be somebody I end up dropping for a waiver wire pickup anyways. But for the sake of this video, I'm going to pick up Matisse Thybulle, because not only is he going to help my field goal percentage, he's going to help my steals and blocks, keep the turnovers low. So I'm adding him to the mix. So I made my last pickup, and we are going to wait for the rest of the teams to pick. Keep in mind, this is a mock draft, not a real draft. Once the rest of the teams pick, we will go over these rankings and see how I did. All right, so the draft is completed, and I was able to secure the number one ranked team with a total of 77, next closest being at 70, which was Max. So what we'll do is he put together a strong team. We're going to go over my team. We're going to go over his team, and then we're going to reverse engineer why the ranking is so high, and that you will see a lot of the principles that I share with you are valid, which is why I'm able to put together these teams that are cohesive and get ranked so highly. Now, this ranking doesn't mean I'm going to go into the season and I'm the number one team for sure, but what I think it signifies is you did a good job putting a cohesive team together. You put players that complement each other well, because when you don't, your ranking tanks. So the field goal percentage for my team has me in the top five and not too far off. So I'm at 48%, almost 49%. Great. And if you see here, though, every team with a higher field goal percentage than me has a much lower free throw percentage than me. Keep that in mind. That's an important one. Free throw percentage, I have the best free throw percentage in the league. Love to see that. Three-pointers made, I ended up in the top three. The top two teams are way far ahead of me, but I'm beating both of them in field goal percentage and free throw percentage. Points ended up being an area of weakness for me, but points tend to be one of my punt categories. Rebounding in the top three, very competitive, just a couple hundred projected away from being the best in the league. Assist ended up being middle of the pack, which was my fear, but I'm only a couple hundred away from being in the very top half of the league. So with waiver wire pickups or some of these players outproducing where they're at, or some trades, I can address that. Still, I ended up being competitive in assists. A lot of that has to do with the fact that I targeted James Harden, Fred VanVleet, and Nikola Jokic. The steals, I'm the very best in the league. I love to see that because I like my teams to be competitive in steals and blocks. And when I can be the best in the league at one or the other, great. As far as blocks, ended up doing exactly what I said I wanted to do. I wouldn't be towards the top half, but if I could be around the middle and be competitive, where on any given week I have a chance at winning, I think I achieved that. 696 projected blocks, and the guy number two has 759. So you're talking about a projection of about 60 blocks per game. I think I ended up doing really well, considering I grabbed big men in the beginning that don't really address blocks at all. And here is where I think this team will be hard to beat. Projected turnovers, I'm in the bottom three, all right? So is Max, who's ranked number two. Keep that in mind. A lot of you like to ignore turnovers, and you think, hey, I'll load up on everything else, but do you think it's a coincidence that two of the top three projected teams are in the bottom half of the league? I'm sorry, they are in the top three as far as projected turnovers, having the least. No, it's not a coincidence. You need to protect your turnovers. We both did that while still being competitive in points, threes, and the other volume categories. And I tell you guys this all the time. It's better to be middle of the road in assists, you can see that here, and really good at turnovers than it is to be number one in assists in your league, but have the most turnovers of anyone. So you have someone like, let's say this guy right here. He's leading the league in assists, but he has the most turnovers per game, essentially, of anyone in the league. And where is he ranked? You can see it here for yourself. When I preach these things to you, it's because I've been playing fantasy basketball now 15 plus years. And these are the lessons I've learned with time through repetition, all the different leagues that I've done. I have a 67% win percentage, 1,000 plus wins. So I'm coming to you from experience, not just hunches, trial and error in the trenches, getting it out the mud. So I'm very happy with this team. If I had the number one overall pick, this is very similar to the team I would want to put together. It addressed everything I wanted to address and gives me a very strong foundation for me to build off of. And next, we're going to discuss Max's team. He came in second place as far as the projected rankings, and he's going to have some players that you see me talk about a lot. So he grabbed Tyrese Halliburton, Donovan Mitchell, DeMar DeRozan, Chris Middleton, Ben Simmons, Bruce Brown. He has Miles Turner, Walker Kessler, Chris Paul, Mark Williams, Kevin Werder, Emmanuel Quickley, Danny Abdia. A lot of those players you saw me mention in this very video. Now, the Ben Simmons pickup is one he'll probably would end up regretting. Let me see where he picked him up. So he drafted him at 114. I personally don't like Ben Simmons because he's hurting your free throw percentage. He's getting you no threes. He's going to get a lot of turnovers. And the steals and blocks numbers are decent, but not great considering the areas in which he's hurting you. I just don't like players that hurt me a lot in certain categories I value. So I don't love that pick, but Bruce Brown, love that pickup. He's a point guard, shooting guard eligible player that has a high field goal percentage, can hit threes, can score, can get you rebounds, a sprinkle of assists, can get you some stocks. So I see why he picked him up. Mark Williams, he's a sleeper option I really like. He picked him up at 90. Mark Williams is going to help his blocking. The free throw percentage is projected at about 70%, which is meh. But for a big man that's getting you blocks and a high field goal percentage, you can do a lot worse. Kevin Werder, a guy I mentioned in this video, he has the ability to get you some assists, some threes, score, decent field goal percentage, the free throw percentage. Hope to see some improvement there, though. The Kings have a great playoff schedule for the fantasy playoffs, so it makes sense to target them. That's why I ended up picking Harrison Barnes at the end of that draft. Overall, he put together a decently strong team, not as good as the team I put together. Do you like the team I put together? Let me know in the comments. And to finish this video up, let's go over the worst ranked team in this draft, and maybe we can reverse engineer why they're not doing well. All right, so this is the worst projected team in the league, even though there are some good players here. I mean, he has Shea, got Karl Anthony Towns, Pascal Siakam, decent players, but guess who's on here? He's got Russell Westbrook on there. Not a shock to me. So immediately, there's holes that I see here. Even though he does have three center eligible players, that's not enough. He grabbed too many single position players that he didn't really need to target, and he ended up with a hole at the center position right here, so he's being docked heavily for that. That means on a night with a full slate, he's going to have this empty spot right here, giving zero production while production is rotting on the bench. Positional flexibility is why I tell you it's so important. I target 4 to 5 point guard, shooting guard eligible players. I target 4 to 5 power forward center eligible players, and then I target 3 to 4 shooting guard small forward eligible players. I want at least 3 to 4 of every single position to avoid this situation. I mean, the guy has really good pieces, but they don't complement each other, which is why the team is doing so poorly. So the team's projected to have the worst field goal percentage, I believe. Let's see. Yes, the worst field goal percentage in the league. The free throw percentage, it's about in the middle, but still not great, below 80%. He's really bad at threes. He's okay at points. He's scores more points than me, and this is the issue. I tell you, stop targeting these scores. He's going to beat me at points, but I would annihilate him and everything else. Looks like the draft is over. Sorry you cut me off. If you have not yet, subscribe to Brock Lesnar Hoops. Smash that like button for me. Check out the brand new draft guide that my guy Excel and myself put together. It's chock full of information to help prepare you for your draft, and it's a way for you to support the work I do here at Brock Lesnar Hoops. Not only that, I also am still looking for people for my subscriber league. If I fill this $25 subscriber league, my goal is to create a few more, and then I will cover these during the fantasy season. Let's fill up this $25 league. Right now, I'm targeting the 22nd of October for these drafts. I use LeagueSafe just to make sure the funds are being administered and kept safe. I don't want to take your money and end up spending it on rent. And then when it's time to pay out, you're making videos telling everyone Brock Lesnar's not trustworthy. That hasn't happened yet because I value you guys. So just to make sure everyone knows their money is safe is why I use LeagueSafe. It's a great service. So if you want to be in one of my leagues, I need you to be able to register for that LeagueSafe and I will send you the invite. So right now I have a 12-team 9-cat league, $25 buy-in that I'm looking for people for. And again, if we fill that up, I might make another $50 buy-in league. I already filled the first one up. Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. You have a wonderful rest of your day.